But let's have a little, let's dig a little bit deeper now into those camps. I'm joined on the line now by Michael Cooley from Ecolib. Morning, Michael. How are you doing?
Hi, Mark. How are you doing?
Very good, I'm fine. Now, Michael, of course, we're gearing up for summer. You've got these summer camps all planned for the summer. Let's just start off with the basics there, Michael. I mean, when do they all start?
So they start the very first week of our summer holidays, so the 28th of June, the Monday, and then they'll run through 7 weeks back to back through the summer.
OK, now each camp is a five-day camp, isn't it? A week's camp.
That's right.
Yep, and I was just looking through your website there, Michael. You've got a wide variety of things for everybody, really.
Yep, yeah, that's what we try to make sure that there's something for, you know, the sporty kids, the creative kids, the more sort of scientific kids.
Right.
All of our camps, we try and make sure that the children are going to learn something. But it's not a school. You know, it's not summer school. It's very much a fun experience,
right.
But a meaningful fun experience where we hope they'll come away at the end of the week having, you know, picked up some new skills.
Okay. Now you do have the things where you've got a soccer camp and a gymnastics camp, wall climbing camps as well. I'm going to ask you the obvious question. These are all going to be well looked after and run by professionals, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's right. And obviously, one of the advantages we have, most of the coaching staff also work for us throughout the year, and they're all qualified with things like the Jeunesse et Sport and the UEFA B license for the football coaches. Obviously, the wall climbing coaches have specific qualifications for that. But they're, you know, all of the groups have a qualified coach and then an assistant coach who tends, you know, is often just as experienced, but sometimes a little bit less. But they're very well looked after.
Okay, now, I was very interested, I mean, frankly, if I were of an age, we'll look at the ages in just a minute, but if I was of the age, I'd be really interested in some of the more science, because you've got a science lab, you've got smart maker lab, you've got robotics. I mean, what sort of things will the kids be doing in these camps?
Okay, well, the science camp is very much sort of fun science experiments, so it will take place in a proper science lab, but there'll be, you know, more funny science experiments where there'll be, you know, lots of bright colours and you know, interesting reactions and those kinds of things. The Smart Maker Lab is a bit more technology focused, so it will be building small robots using motors and those sorts of things to make devices that, you know, an automatic plant waterer or different kinds of sort of technology projects. And the robotics camp is building and learning to program the Lego robots.
Right. Okay. I mean, I find that sort of fascinating. But also another one, which is photography and filmmaking. Again, so those with a, you know, creative side to them can really let themselves go on this.
Absolutely. And we teach them how to get the most out of, you know, simple cameras like the ones they might have on their smartphone, but also provide professional filmmaking equipment and make their own sort of feature film through the week that they, you know, they script, they write, they act in, they edit, and then they present back to the children on the other camps at the end of the week.
Okay, and let's just look at the practicalities of this, Michael. I mean, what sort of ages are we talking about here for the camps?
So we offer camps for children aged 3 to 13, and some of the activities, obviously we don't have any camp that spans that whole age range.
No.
So we have, you know, for the smaller children, the 3 to 4-year-olds, they have a camp we call Creative Play. Then the 5 to 6-year-olds tend to do multi-activity. And then as we get up into the sort of 7, 8 to 13 range, then they tend to be more of the sort of specific camps like the Adventure Challenge or the dance or the gymnastics or the theatre or the robotics.
Okay. And how long has Ecolib been running these camps for?
So we started in 2003 and we've been going ever since, and building has been growing and growing every year. So we're now up at, last year we had 2,700 camps or campers.
Right.
during the summer period.
Okay, and I mean, I suppose this sort of thing varies dramatically, but I mean, how many kids per camp are we talking about? So if someone sends their kid to a camp, there's obviously going to be another group. I mean, how big are these groups normally?
Right, we normally work on a group of 16 children for two adults. Occasionally that might creep up to 20, and depending on the activity, you know, some of those activities are better in smaller groups, and other things like football, actually it's more fun to have a larger group. They'll all be, the staffing ratio will all be the same as an adult per 10 children, 8 to 10 children roughly, but you know, some of the camps like football, we might have, you know, 60, 70, 80 kids doing football in a week, so that they can organise tournaments and competitions and those sorts of things.
Okay, and I'm sure many parents will be thinking, okay, well, if I send my little Johnny to camp, he's going to be well looked after, but also fed.
Absolutely, yep. So we have a full hot meal for everybody, plus right. Snacks and drinks throughout the day. And we also have a nurse on site to make sure that, you know, simple things like, you know, bruised knees and right. making sure they've got their sun cream on. But also, you know, should anything untoward happen, then, you know, they're well looked after.
Okay, perfect. And we're just going to state the obvious because it's sometimes worthwhile. But, I mean, it's at Echolint Schools. Of course, at your three campuses, they're all different places, aren't they?
That's right.
Yeah. But also, of course, open to anybody. Do not need to have any link with Echolint whatsoever.
Absolutely not. Yeah, no. Normally, 2/3 of the children that come to us have got no other link to Echolamp. They just come because our camps are great.
And they're all run in English?
They're all run bilingually to the extent possible. So what we try and do is if we have a coach who's Francophone, then we have an assistant who's primarily Anglophone. But many of our staff are, you know, bilingual anyway because they work with our children all year round and we're a bilingual school.
Okay, so it's a bilingual camps courtesy of Echolint. Check out their camps, echolint-camps.ch. All the details are there. And, of course, Michael, you're very generously giving us one of those camps to give away. And, of course, our winner, when we've chosen one, can choose any of those camps, can't they?
That's absolutely right. Anything that's available on the website, you're welcome to choose.
Okay, fantastic. Michael, thanks very much indeed. That was Michael Cuney there from Echolint. If you want to be-